This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Is Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733. That's the number you can call to get on the air with us. The us I'm referring to is myself, Chris.
Hey, I'm Ian.
And Riley.
Riley Blake, welcome back to the studio.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be back here. This is my third time doing Free Talk Live during my trip.
Three times?
Yep.
Have they got you on the payroll yet? Did you go downstairs and talk to HR yet?
Not yet.
Taken the mandatory urinalysis test that we have here.
Wait,
Free Talk Live.
There's a urinalysis test?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Yeah, Chris will watch you do it, too.
Oh, wow.
Actually, if we don't find anything, you're out of here, young man. That's how it works.
Okay, got it.
But Riley Blake does the Daily Digest for Free Talk Live. What that is for people that are into podcasts, right? Free Talk Live has put out a podcast forever. You can go to, what's the good address?
Feeds.freetalklive.com.
And you can download the show. You can download last year's show. You can download an episode from 5 years ago.
Or even as far back as 2006.
That's right, yeah.
It's really cool, but not everybody has 3 hours to stay up to date on what's going on Free Talk Live. So the Daily Digest is a curated version of that. Riley goes through each and every episode.
Even while he's on vacation.
Yeah, pretty much.
Even on vacation, he condenses it down so you can get the gist of what we were talking about and any particular notable moments in about a half hour. And that's really, really cool. And we seriously appreciate his efforts in that. And for those of you who don't know, I know you don't. Riley can't see me at all.
Right.
And it's not just because I'm in the other side of the studio. It's because he's a blind guy. We were talking before, and I think I referred to you as visually challenged.
Yeah.
That sounds like a really PC way to say blind.
It does sound like a very politically correct way to say blind. I prefer blind myself.
Okay, I was about to ask.
Yeah, yeah, and you were quick to point that out. Say, hey, I just prefer blind. Okay.
Right.
So,
unsighted?
Unsighted?
That sounds like another politically correct term.
Yeah. We could probably spend a whole show coming up with politically incorrect ways to say common things.
Right.
But Riley is blind. It does not stop him. It does not even slow him down. Last year, he was out here in New Hampshire, in Keene, New Hampshire, where our show was broadcast from, and we took him shooting. You know, what do
Which
you do with a blind
so
guy
a
when he visits? Yeah, you hand him an AR-15. What could go wrong? Of course, nothing did because the basics of firearms, Riley already knew.
Yeah.
He had shot 22s and stuff like that and shot pistols and all kinds of stuff. And have you done anything out of the ordinary like that?
Not yet. Hopefully before the end of this trip, I will.
And is it still the driving plan?
So far.
Good. I hope that works out. And I'm sure we can locate some areas that will be good for you to practice your driving skills.
Exactly, yeah.
So it's not going to be long before you're absolutely going to be able to drive. I'm not going to say drive and steer, but autonomous cars. You know, will there be a sight requirement if he were to get a Tesla, for example?
That's a good question. Early on, I would think yes, because you'll probably be required to be behind the wheel of the autonomous vehicle, at least for some amount of years, until the government finally gets paid enough money to allow these companies to you know, have autonomous vehicles that have no steering wheels and no pedals and no way to intervene
right.
If things are going wrong.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting. And then
also sounds scary to me.
Then it brings up the...
It sounds kind of scary to me because I don't know if I really want to trust my directions to a computer
right.
or driving to a computer. It takes the human element out of things, and I like the human element, I guess.
I agree with that.
If it worked perfectly, it'd be fantastic, right? Like, you know, if it was a completely bug-free experience, if,
right.
you know, none of these things ever went down the wrong road, went, you know, careening off a cliff or ran into a pedestrian or something like that, if those things never happened...
And if you had to solve the trolley problem well...
Then if those things never happened, then it would be an incredibly efficient driving experience because... Part of the reason why traffic jams occur is because of looky-loos, where people are eyeballing what's going on. You know, there's been an accident or something, and people are looking at it. They slow down.
Sure.
The computer would not be subject to those sorts of things, and computers could basically ride one another's tails relatively close, at higher speeds, much closer than humans can because their reaction time would be much faster.
Right.
So it could be more efficient if it were bug-free, but we know it's not going to be bug-free because it's made by humans.
Right.
Exactly.
And not only that, but it's going to have a set of standards that are set by the government. It's not that we couldn't do all sorts of things with automobiles and driving in labs, and I'm sure Tesla's doing these things now, and I'm sure they come up with some really cool idea, like you said, you know, autonomous tailgating at high speeds, and I'm sure they just sit there and go, oh, that'd be so cool, but government will never go for that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that means, I'm not saying the government just won't let it happen, that means that a smart company like Tesla will cease to funnel funds into that line of research because, you know, hey, government's never going to approve it anyway, so we're not going to spend the money.
If they get paid off enough, they'll probably approve it.
Well, that's what it comes down to, right.
That's what it always comes down to with them.
Yeah,
but my point is it's an impetus, and that is slowing down technology. And
governments always slow down progress. I wish people would realize that government is this organization that's pretty much a gang that's claiming this monopoly privilege of violence in this given geographical landmass that calls itself America, and they just want to slow down progress.
Yeah, but they're just trying to keep you safe, Riley. I mean, they're just worried about people, and they just want to make sure you stay alive so you can keep paying them.
I understand the argument, but at the same time, this organization doesn't keep people safe. In fact, kills more people than anybody else does.
855-450-FREE, that's our toll-free number. Yeah, you're right.
I can't say anything to that. It's true.
It is true. That's our toll-free number. No, but Riley,
we also
exactly
have Discord,
right.
Just so everyone knows, discord.lrn.fm.
Which you can't get on, right? Because it's not accessible, apparently?
Parts of it are not accessible. I can access some of it. All right. At least I can get into the on-air call-in rooms.
Oh, you can? Oh, that's okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Have you gone into the chat rooms?
A little bit, but they're hard to access.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried the not safe for work troll zone or
no,
whatever
I
it's
don't,
called?
No, I don't go there. I don't want to go to the toxic user zone.
Yeah,
I need to be threatened.
I've only been there once, and I don't think you want to go there.
No, if you go in there, there's a good chance James is going to threaten you.
Yeah.
Yes, we do have some of our most hateful trolls on display there. But it is interesting. I just get back to this idea of driving and why can't we do things? You know, I remember a book. I hate Chris Reitman always brings up books on the air. It was called The Third Millennium.
It's because you're educated and cultured.
I'm sorry. It was called The Third Millennium. It was a coffee table sort of book. It was written, I think, in 1984, 1985. I remember it because it had a hologram of a Nautilus on the cover. And it was one of the first books I'd ever seen that had a hologram on it. This was a fiction of a history book that was written in the year 3000, looking back at the last 1,000 years.
Hmm.
It was a history of this. And one of the early things that happened in the 20th century, or... Yeah, 21st century, in this book, was the rise of autonomous vehicles and how one of the first stories was about a daredevil. She was female, but she dared. She got into an autonomous vehicle and allowed it to drive her across the country. She was like a stunt woman. Wow. But she gained lots of fame for trusting her life all the way across the country to this car. I thought that was kind of interesting. I think it's kind of interesting given where Tesla's gone and autonomous driving.
Coming up, you've got a story, Chris, about some people getting targeted out of their home.
They are getting out of their house because government says to get them out of the house.
It's for their own safety, of course, right? So it's just all about
isn't. They didn't do anything wrong. 855 453. This is Free Talk Live.
Do you have a crypto wealth advisor or coach? If so, has your cryptocurrency advisor been investing in technology stocks for over 20 years? Have they left the corporate world and retired? Or are they still trying to make a weekly paycheck? Have they produced six-figure results for their customers in the past 30 days? And very importantly, are they a member of the Digital Currency Council? Seth Maniscalco is the founder of Crypto Wealth Coach and CryptoWealthCoach.com. Seth invested in his first Roth IRA at 19 years old while living abroad and has been investing in Wall Street and technology for over 20 years with experience in all the money markets. By comparison, so many of these so-called crypto gurus have barely been alive for 20 years. Seth has not only experienced personal success from his own investments in crypto, he has also helped his clients earn six- and seven-figure incomes, including helping investors make over $750,000 in EOS in 90 days and 1,225% in only 5.5 months with Chainlink. Seth has help for the small do-it-yourself guy on Up to Crypto Whales. Increase your wealth. Visit CryptoWealthCoach.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
I'm crazy about My Magic Mud. This is the most important oral care product created this millennium, and I'm not kidding. We all have different opinions on politics and issues, but we all have mouths. And I want yours to be as clean as possible, with teeth as bright as they were meant to be. I will never be without My Magic Mud. It's a little surprising, but man, does it work. If you only listen to one thing I say ever, go to MyMagicMud.com and get 20% off with code FTL. MyMagicMud.com, code FTL.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE. 855 450 free. That's free as in freedom, free as in Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. That's the number you call to get on the radio and change the subject. We've been talking about autonomous cars and getting this blind guy behind the wheel, which we think's a good idea. In studio, it's myself, Chris.
I'm Ian.
Riley.
And Riley is our blind friend. We want to get him behind the wheel while he's out here in New Hampshire.
Exactly. That's going to be fun.
But first, I want to tell you about the Edgewallet.
And with no seatbelt on.
Okay, perfect.
Well, it's not illegal in New Hampshire, so we might as well do it, right?
No law saying that. You don't even have to wear a helmet. Of course, that more applies to motorcycles, but there is no law saying you have to wear a helmet while you're driving a car in New Hampshire. Of course, it doesn't apply much anywhere. But the Edgewallet, I helped two people today install the Edgewallet.
Really?
Yeah. Two new users.
Awesome.
To our Bitcoin vending machine at Bitcoin Embassy, New Hampshire. Neither of them had it, so I walked them through. What was nice about it, and it used to be when I talked people into installing a crypto wallet, it was a long ordeal because they had to write down 24 words and all this good stuff. With Edge, you create a username and a password, and that's how your crypto is encrypted to you. It means you don't have to remember 12 words like you used to back when I was a kid.
Nobody can remember those. I mean, I guess somebody with a photographic memory or whatever could remember the 12 words, but it's usually best to write those things
down.
Yeah,
you don't want to lose your funds. You are pretty much your own bank once your crypto wallet's installed.
But then what happens for some people is if they get like one set of 12 words, but then they have another wallet and they get another set of 12 words and they didn't write down which wallet goes with which 12 words, then they can get a little confused about which 12 words goes where, and it can get a little bit dicey for them trying to restore a wallet. And Edge Wallet doesn't suffer from that problem.
Does not. The problem people do is then they do what you absolutely should not do from a security point of view, which is you take a screenshot of it, or you put it on Google Drive, or something
that
like
is not
that.
Secure.
And you do all these non-secure things. Edge Wallet makes it much easier. Edge Wallet is available on iOS and Android platforms. Both people today were Android, and that was just nice and easy. You can buy, sell, trade, and securely hold cryptocurrencies. It's user-controlled. Like I said, if you have a username and password to your wallet, you own your own money. There's support for Bitcoin, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many, many more. I successfully added a Ethereum token to Edge Wallet. I've never done that
before,
but that was very simple, straightforward.
One of our listeners was elated to discover that Edge Wallet has an exchange feature built into it as well. So if you have, you know, Bitcoin Cash and you want to turn it into Dash or vice versa or whatever, you can do that stuff with Edge.
Very cool. Yeah. Edge is built by a veteran team. They've been building software since 2014. Their tagline, secure your freedom. You can find out more at edge.app. That's edge.app. And I also wanted to thank somebody real quick, and we've been lax on this, but Barry is a silver amplifier.
Thanks, Barry.
Nice.
Thanks, Barry. What is an amplifier? Amplifier is someone who is a member of the Free Talk Live Amplifiers program. Those are people that don't dedicate themselves to pitching in at least $5 a month to help us advertise, market, and promote Free Talk Live.
Which everyone should do because this is such a great show.
Well, thank you.
That's awfully nice.
And not just the nights that I'm on. It's generally good all the time. But thank you very much, Barry, for kicking in. You can find out more at amp.freetalklive.com.
Excellent.
So I've got this story, and it kind of bothered me when I saw the headline, but this is the headline, and see if you're somewhat aggravated by this. City wants to force landlord to evict family who did nothing wrong.
Definitely
sure.
Aggravating.
All right. They've got it. Everybody's done something wrong.
Yeah, exactly,
wrong.
Man. Come on, dude. Tell us what they did wrong.
Three felonies a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody commits some law because, not because people are inherently bad, but because we have 80, 100,000 plus lines, pages in the federal code. You can follow Crime A Day on Twitter. And
by the way, I'm being facetious. Just because you break the law doesn't mean you've done anything wrong.
Right.
This is true. Yeah. And what is a crime? A crime is when you've done something that caused somebody else's rights to be impacted.
That's what it should be.
That's what it should be. That's not always
the case.
That's
not how they define it, though.
Now, when you hear the word banishment, you probably think of medieval punishment where a criminal...
Is this Institute for Justice?
Yes. It's come to us from IJ, Institute for Justice. Originally there, this article is from Forbes.
Ah, okay.
When you hear the word banishment, you probably think of a medieval punishment. You know, the criminal gets banished from the city.
Right.
He's got to go outside the walls and told never to return. For the ancient Romans, upper-class convicts faced banishment as their punishment rather than forced servitude. Banishment of English criminals was done en masse from the 17th to 19th centuries with the first Americans. With first America, and after America filled up, they sent them on to Australia.
They do that in Escape from New York, too. Great movie.
To serve as penal colonies. But now banishment is making a comeback in the United States under the name of, quote, crime-free housing, unquote, policy. Crime-free housing policies. James Barron and Kenny Wiley found out about Granite City, Illinois' policy when police officers knocked on their door and informed them that they were being evicted for a crime neither they nor anyone in their family committed. Jessica and Kenny have three teenage children and an open-door policy for their children's friends. This past winter, one of their friends, a 19-year-old man who was homeless and had claimed that his mother had passed away, started spending a few nights a week at Jessica and Kenny's home. This past May, the young man committed a burglary at a local restaurant. When Jessica discovered that he was attempting to hide out from police in their home's crawl space, she turned him in. Rather than being thanked for helping the police make a successful arrest, several weeks later, officers were on the family's doorstep with an eviction notice.
That's absolutely ridiculous. So
wow.
The family is being punished for a crime that someone committed while living at their house.
Not even. He was hiding under their house, evading the police.
And they turned him in. And they went after them anyway.
Under the city's crime-free housing ordinance, the police declared that the young man had been a resident of Jessica and Kenny's home and that their landlord, therefore, had to evict them. But that landlord, Bill Campbell, he doesn't want to evict the family. He has a rent-to-own agreement with Jessica and Kenny and considers them good tenants. The city government is trying to banish a family from its home and deprive a landlord of his tenants, all for a criminal act that none of them had anything to do with. Is this insane?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yes, it's totally
crazy.
Insane.
Yet probably not the craziest thing we'll talk about. We'll find out more. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Anarchadelphia is a conference dedicated to the principles of liberty, individual sovereignty, and freedom from coercion, located in Philadelphia, the cradle of liberty. Anarchadelphia seeks to shed light on issues such as geopolitics, blockchain economics, spiritual health and wellness, as well as exposing the Earth's sacred hidden knowledge, featuring Mark Passio, Max Egan, Derek Bros, Jeff Berwick, and many more this September 13th through 15th. For info and tickets, visit anarchadelphia.com.
Do you ever feel like no matter how free your country becomes, you aren't free? You're stuck in your job, a stressful business, or maybe a relationship, all of which where you're not allowed to do what you really want to do. There's another way to live. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Talking with reporters in New Jersey, President Trump says Israel has every right to deny visitation
by Michigan's Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib and Minnesota's Congresswoman Ilhan Omar.
What they've said is disgraceful, so I can't imagine why Israel would let them in, but if they want to let them in, they can.
The president continues about the two Democratic representatives.
They are very anti-Jewish and they're very anti-Israel. I think it's disgraceful, the things they've said. You have lists of, this isn't just a one-line mistake. What they've said about Israel and Jewish people is a horrible thing.
Attorney William McSwain believes Philadelphia District Attorney Larry Krasner is creating a culture of disrespect that contributed to the shooting of six police officers on Wednesday. McSwain represents the Eastern District of Pennsylvania. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-453. That's our toll-free number, 855-450-3733, and we are talking about one of those stories that just makes you go, I thought we lived in a free country. At least that's what people like to say. You think that you've got a Bill of Rights, or more to the point, a friend of mine came up with this, 10th Amendment Center, Mike Meharry. He's a really good guy over there, but he just wrote a terrific article, and he referred to the Bill of Rights as the Bill of Restrictions.
Which it's supposed to be a Bill of Restrictions on the government.
Exactly. Do you know what the Second Amendment grants you? It doesn't grant you anything. It has nothing to do with firearms other than it mentions it. The First Amendment doesn't grant you the right to free speech or to grant you the right to practice your religion as you see fit.
How could it? How could other human beings, if we are indeed all created equal, how could they grant you something that
they
don't
already possess?
Yeah, right. Like, do they have it and we don't have it, or do we all have it?
But if you listen, particularly the gun debate, you will hear that sort of thinking. The idea that, well, you know, government grants you this right, and if you're a good boy, you can have a gun to go duck hunting with. But this idea, we need to fight back against this belief that government grants us things.
Government does not grant you anything. Your rights are inherent.
Now, government can provide things for you if
sure.
you're a sucker and you want to go for it.
Not that it hasn't taken from other people first, though.
Right.
Good point.
Yeah.
Government has nothing. The only thing it has, nothing government owns, is earned. Government exists on the stolen goods of others, and that's all it is. And here, a city wants to tell a landlord who he can rent to. And they want to tell a family that they have to get out. Just to recap, this is a story coming to us from Illinois, Granite City specifically, and they have what is called a crime-free housing policy, which just sounds insane, because how do you eliminate crime completely? Sure, just don't build any housing, and then people will go somewhere else.
Right, and then if there's no housing, there won't be any crime. See, problem solved.
Exactly. Jessica Barron and Kenny Wiley, they've been renting from this guy. They have
renting
been,
to own.
Yeah, this guy offered them a rent to own agreement, which they've been following along. He doesn't want them out of the house.
I'd like to know what that looks like. Like, you know, the government's coming after this guy, this landlord, the owner, and they're saying, okay, you have to evict these people or else. So I don't know what the or else side of it's going to be. Are they going to just seize the house entirely? Will they charge him with a criminal act if he doesn't do what he's told to do? Will it be contempt of court? Will it be from a judge's order? Or is this just the police utilizing some sort of law? I'm unfamiliar with this particular statute or ordinance or whatever it is that allows this to happen. But if indeed this guy does issue the eviction notice, who violated the rent-to-own agreement here? Because
exactly.
It's not like the people fell behind in their payments. They've been good tenants, he says. They've
right.
been making payments. He wants to sell them this house. He didn't want to evict them. It was a third party. The government gang came in there and just basically broke it up. So when you're renting to own, you're making rent payments, as I understand it. I've never done this, but
yeah.
You're making rent payments to an owner, and a portion of that money goes down basically towards down payments on principal of a loan, essentially.
So Colleen and I did a rent to own when mm-hmm. we lived in Pennsylvania, and it was just that. We paid our rent, and our landlord agreed to apply a portion of what we were renting to purchasing the home. So it basically provided a down payment. And
right.
then, you know, at the end of it, that was it. And then we started dealing with mortgage companies and all that good stuff. It was a great time to buy a
and
house,
if you
too,
were,
by the way, is 2006.
Yeah.
Things were just going up, up, up.
Yeah, and if you were to abandon the lease or the rent-to-own agreement, if you decided to change your mind, then the landlord keeps all the money.
Absolutely.
You know, because you broke the agreement. But in this case, they didn't break the agreement. So what happens with all the payments they made?
Let's see if we can flesh this out. Under the city's crime-free housing ordinance...
Okay, so it is an ordinance.
Yes. The police declared that the young man had been a resident of Jessica and Kenny's home. And
right, even though residency, at least in New Hampshire, is supposed to be defined as something you choose, that the individual says, I want to be a resident.
This,
the police can just say, well, you're a resident because we said so.
This resident was hiding under Jessica and Kenny's home, trying to stay away from the cops, and they said that combined with the fact that he had spent a couple nights there,
so the skunks that live underneath my neighbor's home must be residents there, too.
Are you getting rent from those skunks? You should. That the landlord, therefore, has to evict them. But the landlord, Bill Campbell, doesn't want to evict the family. Like Ian said, he has a rent-to-own agreement. They're good tenants. Government's trying to banish them and deprive the landlord of a good tenant, all
right.
for a criminal act. None of them had anything to do.
Right. So now you get to get kicked out of your home. You've been making payments. You have however much money you have at any given time. And we've read stories on the air here over the years about Americans, and many of them don't even have, you know, $400 in savings. So, I mean, let's just presume that these folks are pretty typical. They may not have, having not planned to move, they may not have built up enough savings to be able to go out and just immediately rent another home. And I would hope they don't rent in Granite City ever again.
I wouldn't rent there.
But you just got kicked out. You're probably not going to get your security deposit back. Who knows? Maybe the guy will give him some money because he feels bad. But
he's under no obligation.
No, he's certainly not.
Yeah.
Where do they go? Are they going to go into the welfare housing at this point? Because, I mean, if you don't have a bunch of money to go and immediately pick up a new home, and you don't have family that's living right there to, you know, snatch you up and give you a cot to sleep on or something like that, you're effectively out in the streets.
Exactly. And the government is doing this family a disservice, and the homeowner, the owner a disservice as well for limiting their ability to actually have a house.
It's a tragedy. Even medieval jurists would tell Granite City's police that was a poor way to control crime. The city is trying to force people out of their homes, but these are the same individuals are free to move anywhere else within the city. And there is nothing stopping the young man who had committed the crime from renting anywhere he wants within the city, including Jessica and Kenny's home, now that he has worked his way through the penal system. The city's efforts amount to nothing more but crime-fighting window dressing.
It's actually worse than that, because the guy who is the ostensible criminal, the 19-year-old who was hiding out, now that he's got a criminal record, and he may have had one prior to this, but now that he's got a criminal record, and now that more landlords are going to hear about this, right? Because they didn't know about it before, they sure as hell are going to know about it, you know, sooner or later as they find out as more people are getting their houses taken from them, or more tenants are being forced to be evicted. No landlord is going to want to rent to this young man. Because, you cleaned your life up, did you, son? Well, I see that you've had this criminal record, and, you know, we don't know if you're going to recidivize, so therefore we would just feel better not renting to you at all.
Yeah, and I don't know if felons are protected against. There are certain laws keeping people from discriminating against a potential renter. But I don't know.
I suspect they are not protected from that. But that's a good question.
Yeah,
it is.
If you know, our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom.
We're going to get a little bit more into this.
If he can't find a house to rent, what's he going to do then?
He's going to live underneath Kenny and Jessica's house like he did before.
Yeah, there's no good solution here.
Hopefully he'll find somebody else's house to sleep under, but it's silly. What government does. It comes up with silly. They are trying to, quote, make this area crime-free. You can't make someplace crime-free. It will not work. All it does is trample on the rights of landlords and people who rent. 855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally caught up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free. That's free as in freedom, free as in no free lunch, Bernie Sanders, free as in Free Talk Live, or 855-450-3733. That's our toll-free number. But first, I wanted to tell you about local.bitcoin.com. Bitcoin.com, the website, has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com. allowing you to buy and sell Bitcoin Cash and via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. But you still can do that with Bitcoin Cash and local.bitcoin.com. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. I know we've got a lot of people in this area using it. That's local.bitcoin.com.
Yeah, I would say Keen's Free Talk Live co-hosts, are, including Aria and Nobody, are two of the top sellers on the site.
Absolutely. And there are all range of people, people who do it extremely casually, like myself. I had an out there, and I successfully completed a sale, which was kind of cool because I didn't really understand how this was going to work with putting it into basically a blind escrow. You know, the seller and the buyer are both protected, and it really worked out pretty cool. I was impressed by what they've developed there.
Yeah, for their first couple months, I'd say it's a good start.
Yeah, I think they're doing well. We've been talking about this case out of Granite City, Illinois, where the idea that government can decide whether or not landlords have to evict people, and they can just show up. In this case, the police just showed up and said, "We've got an eviction notice." Oh, well, let me see that. Is it signed by my landlord? Oh, no, it's just signed by the city. You've got to get out of here. We say so. And this continues. Granite City didn't invent the idea of quote, crime-free housing, unquote, policies. Similar ordinances exist all over the country. In some cases, they are voluntary. Others, like Granite City's, are mandatory. If the city tells a landlord to evict a family, the landlord faces grave penalties for refusing to comply. These laws originated in the context of public housing. Multiple housing units the government owns.
That was actually, before you got into this story, having not actually heard this before you brought it up, was going to be my first question, well, is this, you know, welfare housing, in which case they're under the government's roof, so the government can set all kinds of arbitrary restrictions. But that's not what's going on here.
This is a private home owned by a landlord.
Or so you thought.
Yeah.
You thought it was your private home.
Yeah, but, you know, there's this pesky thing called property taxes that if you don't pay them, the government's going to take your house from you.
Yep. They may take the house if this this man doesn't obey them. Yeah. Regardless of, he's probably paid his property taxes, but he doesn't want to get rid of his tenants. And so what's going to happen to him if he just says, oh, no, thanks. Thanks for the recommendation. I'll be fine.
So a crime-free city ordinance, again, has its roots in the housing units. In government housing, public housing. But Granite City is now upping that ante by forcing private property owners into the scheme.
Well, see, you agreed to it by moving to this arbitrary geographic landmass. See, you agreed to follow every arbitrary, stupid, and capricious rule that these bureaucrats lay down. Oh, yeah, you signed a contract, Riley.
Where is this contract?
Oh, Riley, you know
I
want to
read the contract.
This is the one case where you don't get to read the contract. Government can do what it wishes, and in this case, it can do it ipso facto after you've been there. How long has this guy owned his home? You know, this house he's renting, probably, let's just say 10 years. Let's say that the crime-free housing policies came in 5 years ago. Well, it doesn't matter. It's just the law now because we decided it was the law.
And that's what governments do best, is they just make up these arbitrary rules and force you to comply to their arbitrary rules without you consenting to them. Yeah, you may vote for these people, but that doesn't mean you consent to whatever they decide to do to you.
Or you may not. Crime-free housing policies have justifiably been running into legal trouble recently. This past year, the ACLU persuaded the city of Savannah, Georgia, to suspend its program. Police were instructing landlords to refuse to rent to anyone convicted of a nonviolent felony within the past 10 years or a misdemeanor within the past 5 years.
It's ridiculous.
That is ridiculous.
On the other side of the country, the Washington Attorney General is suing the city of Sunnyside, claiming that, like Granite City, tenants who have not been convicted of crimes have been evicted. Granite City's policy.
So in that case, the state attorney general is going after the city, a city government within the state?
Yeah, telling them you've got to stop this. Granite City's policy is a clear violation of the 14th Amendment rights to due process and equal protection. The Constitution protects Americans from being punished for someone else's crimes.
Well, in theory.
In theory. The police are saying that Jessica and Kenny aren't saying that Jessica and Kenny had anything to do with their house guest
no,
crime.
No, if they did, they'd charge them.
Exactly.
As an accessory.
It's a purely charge by guilt of association. That's all they're guilty of, guilt by association. This is why the Institute for Justice,
all right,
yay, we like those guys, has stepped in to sue Granite City and keep Jessica and Kenny in their house. The rights secured by the Constitution protect against the excesses of medieval justice, trials by biased judges, cruel and unusual punishments, detention without any judicial process, and others. Hopefully the courts will strike down Granite City's cruel and senseless policy. Jessica and Kenny and the rest of their family did nothing wrong, and it's a travesty that the city is trying to make them homeless.
This is one of those situations where I would love to see the bureaucrats put under the spotlight.
Yeah, me too. I want to know exactly why they're engaging in this behavior, it's really going to be good to have them put under the spotlight.
Well, they won't be. I mean, because yeah. I'm just saying I would like to see that happen. But, you know, these people, these bureaucrats behind the program probably aren't dumb enough to sit down with, like, John Stossel and actually have tough questions thrown at them about why are you trying to harm this innocent family.
I bet they won't even sit down with the local paper.
No.
Well, you know, we cover that. We have a biweekly meeting, and it's open to the public, and if we have time for comments, you can come. It's the standard runaround.
Mm-hmm.
What I would like to see the people of Granite City do is stay
Burn
on
City
these
Hall
guys.
Down. Sorry,
and,
I don't.
And I'll wager that these people, this law was put into place by elected officials, but I'll bet this is mostly the work of bureaucrats. You know, they're not answerable to anyone.
No, they're not. I mean, they claim that they're answerable to you when you put them in power, but the bureaucrats generally aren't answerable to you.
Well, I'm going to say, I mean, if you have half a dozen police officers and some of them showed up there, those policemen, other than maybe their chief or the sheriff, they're not elected. They're bureaucrats with guns.
Exactly.
So I just don't, and it's tough when you run into a situation where you deserve answers, but there's no one there to take.
They have no obligation to answer your questions. They have no obligation to say anything whatsoever.
No.
You can ask.
And your state may have some laws allowing you to request information,
mm-hmm.
you know, but if you're Jessica and Kenny, it's kind of tough to file information requests when you're homeless because the government made you homeless. And I hope the landlord, Bill Campbell in this case, is on the side of this. And I
Sounds
hope,
like he is, yeah.
Yeah, I hope he gets something out of it, too, because he's being wronged just as much as this couple.
I hope so, too. And if you disagree with us and you're in favor of these bureaucrats, call us at 855-450-3733.
I would be shocked if anybody out there would ever, like, dare to take the city's side on this.
I've been surprised
I would be shocked,
before.
Too.
Yeah, so have I, but I don't predict anybody's going to call in because you'd have to be the most callous, the most, you know, cold, heartless person to take the city's side on this.
No, you might just not think it through. That's the whole point.
Right.
That's what a lot of people... You're not on Facebook anymore.
Thanks,
see,
guys.
Ian, this is what you lose, the appreciation for human insanity.
Our phones are open, though.
855-450-FREE. This is Free Talk Live.
Coming up, fake toothpaste.
Ooh.
You're not a wild animal, and you shouldn't be tagged and tracked like one. Where you go and what you do every minute of the day, tracked and recorded by your mobile phone, is often more revealing than your browser history. And tech companies make a fortune selling your location history without your consent. GoDark bags prevent location tracking and protect your privacy by instantly blocking all cell phone, GPS, and Wi-Fi signals to your mobile device. Plus, they're durable, water-resistant, and built for a lifetime of protection. Visit GoDarkBags.com/FTL. That's GoDarkBags.com/FTL.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.